You're listening to Cosmos FM, broadcasting on WNYE 91.5. Our programs air Monday through Friday from 7 to 8 p.m., Saturdays from noon till 3:30 p.m., and Sunday mornings from 9 till 1:30 p.m.
Hello, this is Cosmos FM 91.5. This is Dr. Dean Vafiatis. We'll be right back after a short break.
And now, Dr. Dean's show, Talkin' Teeth. Dr. Dean Vafiatis is a prosthodontist specializing in implants and aesthetic dentistry. He received his specialty training at New York University College of Dentistry. Dr. Dean is currently the director of the Full Mouth Rehabilitation CE course at NYU and an associate professor of prosthodontists at NYU College of Dentistry. He is the founder of the New York Smile Institute, which is an educational center, full-service laboratory, and learning facility, as well as a private practice location for a multi-specialty practice for implant and aesthetic dentistry.
Welcome to Cosmos FM 91.5 WNYE. My name is Dr. Dean Vafiatis. This is Talkin' Teeth. We will be talking a lot of teeth and other things about teeth and some kind of technology about teeth and oral health and your smile and all the good stuff. Thank you for joining us again. This is a live show. We encourage you to call in with your questions, 718-204-8900. With me today, again, always, and forever, I can't get rid of her. I keep telling her, are you sure you want to come today? She's like, yes, I want to come. Hi, Pam.
Hi, Dr. Dean.
Hello, John Kim. How are you today?
Just fine.
Just fine. Mm-hmm. Thank you for all your research today.
Thank you,
we have
John.
A very exciting show for you. If you like to email your questions, it's drdeanradio@gmail.com. If you'd like to hear our old songs or our old
programs,
you can go to iTunes Podcast and type in Dr. Dean or... Talking Teeth. I have a lot of shout outs today because this is our last show. It's so sad.
Oh no.
Can I just come back one more time? They keep kicking me out.
Maybe.
For
I
the
know,
summer.
I know.
That's not true.
Yeah.
We have things to do. We have vacations. But I have a big shout out to all the guys at the gym. We work out every day. They all listen. They all tell me that they listen. They listen to the podcast. And they all work out. They're very strong guys. Jerry is a very strong guy. He's in incredible shape. Mike is an amazing athlete. Manny, who's Greek, is also in impeccable shape. And I just try to keep up with these guys. These guys are such epitomes of perfect health, and their teeth are perfect. And Artie, who's got a butt book, who basically wrote the butt book.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
You know.
Artie.
And he's got a teeth book,
come
too.
Come on in. We'll check out your
so,
butt.
So, hello, guys. Mm-hmm. And... So today's our last show. It's exciting. I figured let's do something different, spice it up a little bit. And we're going to talk about the future of dental technology. So the things that are going on that will eventually and possibly change the way we are and change our lives.
All right.
So there's a lot of different things. You're going to be seeing them from your dental offices, your patients, your dentists may have these new things happening. And they're very exciting because at the end of the day, all of them either, one, help us to be healthier, or make things easier, cost less, and get more information for the dentist that helps him do a better job for us.
We like that.
So they're all really positive because they really change the way the dentist performs his dentistry. The first one is a very exciting new thing. It's in pre-production. We have a lot of the prototypes. Think about this. How many of you have periodontal disease or have some gum disease, and you have to go to the surgeon or the dentist has to cut your gums and get all the bacteria out? And underlining the gums is a lot of, you know, tartar or plaque that has to be scraped down. And sometimes it's painful, and sometimes they give you anesthesia. But they have to physically go there and sort of clean out those areas and get rid of the bacteria. Well, this device basically goes into your mouth like a mouth guard. Think about a mouth guard going into your mouth.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It has a small, tiny watch battery, very similar to a watch battery.
Right.
And it stimulates a wavelength that they have discovered in research that will kill the bad bacteria, not the good bacteria, because we all have bacteria in our mouths, but there's good and bad. The bad are called gram-negative bacteria, and they live in the dark crevices. So anytime they see light, they get oxidized. So this device you put in your mouth, it gives off an light of the wavelength, I think it's 660 nanometers, and basically kills all these bacteria because it's permeating through the gum tissue, which is like our skin, and kills those bacteria that are hiding in the dark crevices of our teeth.
Wow.
So it's pretty cool. I saw the prototype. I met with the developer and the guy who basically wrote the paper about 10 years ago. So it's been out there. It's just from research to production to actual device takes about 10 years. It's just the way it is between laws and FDA approvals. So this gentleman who's a great mind from Harvard and from Tufts. He's from Athens originally, and he developed it, and it's in the market. Is there a website, John? Is it Photoral, PHOT-ORAL? And it's basically the new. It's going to be the new way to attack bacteria for the basic common patient. And you know, there'll be a price tag. I think it'll be about $75, but I think it's worth it to do that twice a day for 60 seconds wherever you are and control the bacteria in your mouth. So it really stems from the Forsyth Institution that discovered that there are distinct dental plaque bacteria.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah, that were pathogens in periodontal disease, and they were isolated and realized that the photoactive material or the light, the visible blue light in this tray eliminates dental plaque pathogens. And by activating their special sort of toxins that actually kill them.
Awesome.
The other question is, and I asked this to the developer, would it possibly also prevent bad breath?
Oh, that would be good.
So that would be good. So that's like a side effect. I think it's going to be very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely cool looking. I think the patients who have braces, young patients who really don't brush their teeth in that age group of 12 to 18, they're just a little bit lazy. They don't like to brush their teeth. They get a lot of plaque. They're eating a lot of chips. They're eating a lot of bad foods. And for these patients, it's great. So it really is going to have a great impact on our community and on our adolescents. So I see that as a new innovation. It's called Photoral. It's a device, has not come out yet, but you can go research it on the internet.
Very exciting.
Yeah, it's very exciting. The other thing, have you ever been to the dentist? And all of us have. And the dentist gets you numb. You have a small, small, small little cavity. Not a big cavity, but really small one. And they still have to numb you up to be able to go in there and, you know, actually take out the small decay.
Right.
Well, what if there is a machine, it's called air abrasion, or a water laser, that without anesthesia could take care of these small to medium-sized cavities without giving you a shot?
Fantastic.
What do you think about that?
I'm online.
I think it's great.
Get me one of those.
It's really interesting because the big problem is, again, anesthesia and time.
Right.
So without giving anesthesia, the patient's more comfortable, and it really does a great job in cutting the tooth without the drill. The sound that the patient hears is more like a hissing sound or a spray sound, but it doesn't have the noise that the drill has, and really basically takes care of that part and takes care of that early decay. It's really small to medium, small size fillings.
Wonderful. Then so they can just go back to work. So people can go back to work.
Exactly. They're not numb. They can still go to their meeting. They can still go to lunch. So that's a really new innovation. Look out for that. It's called a water laser or the air abrasion instrument.
Mm-hmm.
This is Cosmos FM 91.5. We're talking about teeth and different technologies in teeth. My name is Dr. Dean. Pam's here. Please call in if you have any questions, 718-204-8900. The other thing I wanted to discuss now is the digital x-rays and piezo surgery.
We have a caller.
We got a caller?
Dr. Dean, yes. One of our patients.
Hi, Denise. How are you?
Hi, Hi, how are you?
Thank you for calling. How you been?
I've been great. And you?
Everything wonderful?
Good, good. Everything's wonderful. I'm smiling.
Are you smiling big?
Constantly.
Oh, did you want to talk about lasers?
Oh.
She wants to talk about how happy she is with her teeth.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. How is the technology that we use for you? We're going to get into that, the porcelain ceramics.
They're fantastic.
And how lifelike they are.
Can I tell you, it's changed my life. I feel, seriously.
Oh, come on. Don't be so dramatic. Did it really change your life?
Of course it did.
Oh, I love it.
She's smiling.
I'm not kidding. This is no joke. I'm telling you, I didn't realize it. You know, it's very frightening to go from your own teeth to, you think, like dentures, you know. This is in your mind, you know.
Right.
But I find I look 100% better.
Really?
Yes.
And well, I know, but I'm just trying to tell the audience.
We know that, Denise.
I'm talking as the audience would talk.
No, I understand. But it's you know, a lot of people have fear doing it.
Right.
And I think you think, oh, do I really need it? Do I really need it? And I did really need it.
What did I tell you when you came to the office?
Oh, you were the best. You were the only one that talked me into it.
No, but what did I say to you?
You said a lot of things, but you
said, I said it's going to change your life.
Yeah, you did say that.
I said you need a change. This is it.
This is it.
You could
buy jewelry. You could do your hair. You could buy clothes. You could buy a car.
Right.
When you do your teeth, you feel like $1 million. And the thing is, with Denise's case, it was an addition case. It was going from yellow to a nice color. And we're going to talk about the digital ceramics and the different types of ceramics that are so innovative today. The materials look like real teeth. They don't look bulky. They don't look phony. They have the translucency. And that's exactly what we gave Denise. So thank you for that.
No, I thank you. I've never in my life trusted anybody with such a big... I mean, it's frightening to go to a doctor and then they're going to change your whole life and you don't know what... It's like having plastic surgery. Do you know what you're going to look like after?
Yeah. Yeah, well, then that's why we always make the provisionals and make sure that you have a chance to look at them, right? Remember that?
No, you did a lot of legwork. You showed me what before and after and other cases, which was very important.
Right.
It's not a blanket item. You have to have a doctor that understands your needs and is receptive to that, and you were, and that's why I went with you.
Yeah, and Pam was really helpful too.
Yes.
Wasn't I helpful, Denise?
Yes, Pam, you were. But
Denise,
you know, emotionally
Pam's the best.
It's very stressful.
I know
when you're going through a situation. But truthfully, Dr. Dean, it was also your understanding and your compassion, and not only you weren't just selling a product, you were really understanding and trying to explain to me so I would understand.
Right.
Wonderful.
Well, I really appreciate your phone call, Denise. Have a wonderful summer, and we'll see you in the office.
I hope so.
Thanks for calling, Denise.
Thank you.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye.
She's a wonderful lady.
Isn't
she definitely
nice.
Needed a lot of help, and it was a really wonderful case. All right, let's continue on with our dental technology. PZO surgery. Did you ever have a surgery in your mouth? Did you ever have a tooth that had to be extracted? Did you ever have any kind of surgical thing happen to your mouth? And what happens is the way the bone heals, when you have a cracked piece of bone or any kind of bone cracks in your body, there's a lot of pain associated in the next six to seven days. And that's because when bone heals, first it has to reorganize the cells. And the reorganization of body cells having to do with bone and tissue at the same time is a painful process. So if you've ever had a broken bone, your finger, your arm, or anything like that, there's a lot of pain involved in the first 7 days. Well, PZO surgery in the mouth, you can imagine anything in the mouth is magnified, any kind of surgical cutting of the bone. So if we're placing implants, if we're extracting teeth where bone has to be removed, it could be painful later on. So it's not the extraction that necessarily hurts, but it's the bone healing later on. Well, what if the bone could be cut with a laser? And
wow.
It's called PZO surgery. Now, lasers, as we know, are just like the Star Trek movies. Basically, when a light wavelength hits your actual bone level and cuts something, it sterilizes at the same time. Now, another phone call from Gary?
Yeah, we have a guest speaker
everybody
tonight.
Everybody likes that. It's our last show.
That's our last show.
Okay, you're interrupting me again, Gary. Hello? Hello? Gary? Hello?
Yes, hello?
Gary?
All right. Gary, how are you?
All right, how are you guys?
Very good. Thank you for calling on our last show.
Oh, no. Are we on the air?
Yes, we are on the air.
Very nice. How are my two favorite people?
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling in. You're our favorite, one of our favorite patients. We have many.
Thank you. What's happening?
I hear you're on vacation.
Yeah, I'm on my way to the sunny lands, thank God. I have a funny story to share with you guys.
Okay, really quick.
All right, so I'm at the Yankee game Monday night, and I'm with my wife, and I go to the men's room, I come back, and the guy, while I was gone, says to my wife, "I don't know who did your husband's teeth, but they're the most beautiful teeth I've ever seen."
Yes, that's cute.
You're so funny. Well, thank you for calling from your wonderful vacation. I appreciate it. You're my favorite friend, and we'll go golfing when you come back.
All right. All the best.
All right.
Bye,
thanks.
Gary.
That's a great story.
Bye, Pam.
I guess they just want to call in and say
That's
hi.
So great.
All right. Getting back to our topic,
They're going to miss us.
Can I get back to my topic? I worked really hard on this. They keep interrupting
We're
me.
We're having too much fun to
All
listen
right.
to your
so
technology.
So the technology, would you stop? the technology of this laser to cut the bone, it basically, you can literally cut the bone. The next day, you don't feel any pain. The second day, there's a little bit of discomfort. And the third day, it's healed.
Excellent.
And then taking the x-ray 2 weeks later, it's an amazing result.
Wow.
The way the laser cuts the bone is so precise. And like I said, it sterilizes it at the same time that it cuts it. So basically, you're getting a perfect cut because it's a laser. And it's actually healing and sterilizing the site at the same time. All of this is possible while operating at a high operative visibility in a blood-free surgical site. That's why this works. So you may start hearing about it from your dentist's perspective, the PZO surgery with different types of surgery. So
Excellent.
If you're going in for that, I would ask for that from your
Excellent.
Your dentist. Has anybody been in the dental office and you have the assistant putting the suction in your mouth?
Mm-hmm.
The dentist is drilling.
I think they do that bit on Saturday Night Live.
I know. Mm-hmm. And you can't keep your mouth open.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep telling you to open.
Right.
And your jaw gets tired.
Mm-hmm.
He can't see or she can't see in the back of the mouth. And it's very frustrating for anybody.
This is going to be a good one.
There's a new product called Isolite.
Oh, okay.
And you can ask your dentist about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically it takes care of those three things. It keeps the patient's mouth open
uh-huh.
without hurting the jaw.
Nice.
It provides a light
wow.
inside your mouth.
That's terrific.
Automatically. So as soon as the dentist starts working, the light goes on. On top of that, there's an internal suction unit so that the assistant doesn't have to sit there and suction out the water and make it very uncomfortable and pulling your lip to the right and pulling your lip to the left. So it really, really helps the dentist, helps the patient, helps the assistant provide, again, easier kind of care because it's opening up the mouth. The area is very lit by the light that's there, and there's no water being accumulated, so the patient's not choking.
Wow.
So it's really a great little product. Most dental offices that do cosmetic dentistry and implant dentistry have it. Ask your dentist about it. It definitely saves the time involved in the procedure because the dentist is not stopping to clean up, to suction, the patient's not gagging. So it just makes for an easier procedure for the patients. And it's a wonderful little tool. And it had one of the biggest ratings from all dental products this year, as a matter of fact, at the ADA. So it's called Isolite. Ask your dentist about it. It's a really, really cool product. Pam, did you have a question? My dentist.
Are you going to talk about a product today that, you know, takes away the dentist's work? So.
Oh,
maybe
the robot?
You know,
yeah, right after the break, we're going to talk about how robotic dentistry is coming to the forefront, started in Japan. We'll talk about it after the break.
Okay.
But you had a question on your
Somebody called in Julia from Brooklyn, and she says, "My dentist still uses tools that look like stuff during the Civil War."
That's not funny. Is that a joke?
No, I don't know. Should I change my dentist?
Yes.
Julia, I'm glad you're
Good
listening.
Question. Yes, change it. And they should have, by the way, all your dentists, just for the record, the OSHA requirements is that your dentist have protective, anywhere that he's touching with his gloves should have protective sheath, like the light, the handpiece, the suction unit, the switch on the light bulb. Everything should have protective,
mm-hmm.
the telephone. Everything should be protective in terms of the sanitary so that even though they're not, They're protected. The dentist has their gloves on. If they go into your mouth and go into the drawer or they go into the telephone or they go into to grab something, that it's protected. So please be careful of that. Or touch the light overhead We want the patient to be protected. So look for that for your dentist's office, and you can ask for that. The next interesting page 10, we're on page 10.
Time flies.
Is the cone scan. Okay, did you ever need x-rays or a bone scan or a dental scan or a panoramic x-ray? If anybody's had any panoramic x-ray in the last year or two and it was not digital, you got about 80 times more radiation than a digital x-ray. 80
right.
times.
Mm-hmm.
So that brings you, again, the question for us when we built our office. We wanted everything digital. We asked for anything digital. When I go into a doctor's office, I don't want a regular scan anymore. I want a chest scan that's digital.
Right.
It's 80 times less radiation, period.
Right.
And radiation, we know, is cumulative, so you don't want to, you know, overdo it. But what happened with these new ICATs, which are basically scans of the head, and they're used by all kinds of doctors and dentists to find tumors in the head or the brain or the eye or anything in the head and neck area. A ICAT, basically a digital X-ray, and there's different companies, it's not just one, produces high-definition 3D diagnostic images for ultimate treatment efficiency. Basically, you can see the teeth, the jaw, the bones in your jaw, the eyes, the brain, anything in your head and neck to a really, really down to a 50-micron detail. And in addition to, by using one or two different buttons on the computer screen, the doctor or dentist can scan through sagittally. That means through the head and move the arch as they go through the bones and look at all the pieces. Sometimes people have tumors or abscesses or cysts in their head or their
but
jaw.
What do we need this for? Cavities or
no? Not for cavities.
Teeth
this is
checkup.
No, this
or?
Is for patients who need surgery
oh.
or patients who have implants or patients who are needing any kind of general scan of their head. Everything's done by digital radiography. Okay, so what happens is, again, for me, it's just a digital type of result. It's a powerful treatment tool for the doctor. Orthodontics are using it. Any kind of surgeons using it, any kind of implant
for
restorations.
For implants,
yeah.
Right.
And that's really only for orthodontics, too. The orthodontist has these, and we'll get back into this right after the break.
Taking
this is
a break
Cosmos
now.
FM. This is Dr. Dean Vafiala talking about teeth and digital technology. We'll be right back. Listen to this great music. Great music. Nikos Kritvakis. Cosmos FM 91.5 WNYE. This is Dr. Dean Vafiatis. We're talking teeth. We're talking digital technology and different technologies in dentistry. Pam, you had a call during the break. You have a question.
Let me see. Christina from Queens says, do these technologies make the dentist better?
Well, what they really do is make things clearer. Do you want the dentist to see everything clearly? Or do you want it to be blurry? Do you want to make a diagnosis based on real facts or, you know, things that are not really there? Do you want the dentist to be more in control of the environment? I mean, to me, it's about knowing as much as you can. Being prepared gets you better results. That's the way I look at it. Being prepared and getting ready to what's going to happen during the procedure is just makes everybody happier, and their final result, I think, becomes better. So the answer is yes.
Okay, then I have another question from Andy
yes.
in New Jersey. Are the treatment costs more if the doctor has these technologies?
Well, sometimes yes, sometimes no. I'll give you an example. Taking a panoramic x-ray the old way used to be about $150. Taking a panoramic x-ray with a CAT scan is about $150, maybe $160, maybe $10 more. A lot of times the diagnostic stuff is actually covered by insurance. So if your insurance covered the old x-rays, it's going to cover the new x-rays. That's where the difference doesn't happen. For something like a PCO surgery, there may be an extra cost. Maybe another, you know, if the procedure is $2,000, there'll be another $250 on the procedure because he's using technology. It depends on the dentist. It's not a general rule. We have digital crowns and we have regular crowns. Our digital crowns cost exactly the same, if not less, than our regular crowns because it takes us less time and it costs us less money, so we transfer that savings to the patient. So everybody's different. There's no real rule to that, but I would say it depends on the procedure. So that's the real answer. It depends on what the procedure is. Usually x-rays are not going to be a difference. Just finishing up with the CAT scans, one of the really things about surgery and orthodontics is that it's a very precise science. The 1 millimeter of bone around a tooth to be moved or changed could cause a lot of pain. If the orthodontist doesn't have a clear image of what's happening, right now I would say 90% of the orthodontists have digital radiography. It's part of their whole real plan. They don't want to do anything unless they know exactly where everything is and they've planned everything out. So that's really the strategy of orthodontics, is taking the x-rays, doing the actual mathematical equations, and coming up with a formula that really makes sense for that patient. So it's really hard to find an orthodontist with the old type of x-rays, but I'm sure they're out there. It's a big investment for them. But most orthodontists want to have the best kind of control for those patients, you know, in having that. There's another sort of interesting called the flexible power and greater vision CAT scan. This is really cool because it basically, again, it reduces the radiation to the patient, because what it does is the doctor basically picks a spot on the jaw. So let's say you have to do surgery or some kind of problems on your upper right jaw. They can go to the program, highlight the upper right area, and then mm-hmm. it would only scan that part.
Wow.
So it doesn't have to scan your whole part of your skull.
Okay.
If the same thing on oncologists or any kind of cancer patient, they find a cancer, mm-hmm. benign tumor or whatever is in somewhere in your brain, they can isolate the one spot and take the radiographic image of just that spot without exposing your whole brain to the radiography. So that's a really good little tool that comes with these digital scanners that are really pinpointed and really clinically driven for perfect exposure in about a 2 or 3 inch area. So that's really good for you. We're talking about dental technology, different types of technologies that are helping our patients and helping our practices. There's an x-ray system. You know that when you go to the dental office, the assistant puts a lead apron on you.
Right.
And you know that lead apron has to be a certain thickness so your body doesn't get any kind of radiation.
Mm-hmm.
And she usually comes over you with a big x-ray unit over your head. She
right.
kind of cranks it over and mm-hmm. she lines it up with your tooth. Well, now, those are very expensive. So they came out with a handheld x-ray machine.
Oh, interesting.
So that the dentist or the technician or the doctor doesn't have to have this big machine in every operatory.
Oh, okay.
They can buy one. They can go to the patient, put the x-ray in the mouth, and basically handheld it using this gun. Now, the assistants got upset because they felt, well, if I'm holding it with my hand, am I going to get radiation? So they did a whole mm-hmm. test about that, and it was found that the radiation's only going in one direction. It's not scatter radiation. So that's one of the things that the assistants are always worried about because they're taking x-rays every day.
Right.
So the scatter radiation has to be measured. It was measured. It was negative. So it's a really good way for the assistants to kind of get in and get out really quickly and get really quick x-rays. Again, saving time for the patient with the same type of results. The patients, you know, basically are staying in one procedure, in one office, in one operatory. It reduces the number of retakes because sometimes if the angle is off that she put it in, she really doesn't know.
Right.
Sort of a guesstimate.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas now she can be really precise and not worry about the scatter radiation because she's always walking out of the room.
Right.
She's not sure if that thing is moving.
Right, or the patient's moving.
So having it basically anywhere and holding it, and they actually use it in some disaster zones. I know John Kim was talking about he saw it in some of the disaster zones where the patients were, you know, unfortunately they had a big, you know, tragedy and terror, but they had these handheld x-rays. John, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, sure, Dr. Dean. What I saw in these new technologies is they have to take x-rays of, you know, if they have any broken bones or anything like that, you know, and if the patient can't be moved from that area, by bringing this portable x-ray, you know, you can take the x-ray right away and get that information so the doctor has, you know, doesn't take that time for, you know,
To figure out where the bone is. So I guess I would think of that being very good for ENT and the emergency vehicles in Manhattan and the city and in New York where or anywhere where there's an accident, somebody's hurt,
mm-hmm.
there's some kind of broken bone, to be able to
right.
take that x-ray
right away
and then shoot it back to the hospital before the patient gets there.
Amazing.
And the doctor can actually you know, figure out what the procedure is going to happen, or there is no broken bone and we can move the patient. Sometimes if the bone's broken, you can't move them, but you don't know, so you have the patient immobilized.
I kind of see it like in sporting events, especially football, if there's like a neck injury, you know, it's more movement to the player, more damage they can do.
Right. So
by
knowing,
doing it this way,
right.
having so knowledge, knowing, I think it would be very
yeah,
useful.
Knowing if the bones are broken or not in a quick scenario would be a definitely advantage. This is Cosmos FM. We have a couple of minutes left. A couple of little new technologies also. You may have gone to the dentist and they're making a crown for you and the color's off.
Oh, that happens.
That
yeah.
happens a
mm-hmm.
lot.
Yeah.
So now there's a new digital easy shade compact colorimeter that the dentist can buy, again, just to kind of shoot. It basically shoots a light against your own tooth and then transfer the information digitally to the laboratory, and he could basically make the same color tooth, so you'd get a really good color shade. So it's a digital colorimeter. That works pretty good. Very versatile, very flexible.
Very interesting.
The other last two before we leave you guys on the air is a pen laser. So imagine you're going for a cleaning, and your hygienist is cleaning your teeth, or your dentist is cleaning your teeth, and there's some areas that are very deep. And you know, if the pocket is very deep, the hygienist has to really go down there to really clean that bacteria. Well, now they have a pen laser where the dentist or the hygienist can use it in isolated areas, and by using either your hand or a foot pedal, they can basically cut away the bad tissue with the laser, so you don't have to go down and kind of physically scrape it and kind of clean it off, because sometimes there's a lot of tissue tags there and it's hard to clean them 100% if they're in a deep pocket. So this allows the hygienist or the dentist to go in there and laser out that tissue. So
excellent.
It's kind of pretty cool little
device.
It
probably heals faster as well.
Probably heals faster, and I don't think they charge more for that. They're probably saving time for themselves.
No, Andy.
Last but not least, in JADA, Journal of American Dentistry, Robots in Dentistry, a dental robot has created.
See, here we go.
Here we go.
They're gonna get rid of me. You can go golfing every day.
They're going to go get rid of me. And they can basically perform dental procedures. They used an artificial oral cavity. They used a robot.
Excellent.
And they are teaching dentists with a, basically with a stick, like a, what is it called, a material handpiece that they can, like a joystick the kids use for the games. They can manipulate the handpiece to basically cut a cavity and fill the tooth. So the robots are being used, and this came out about 2005, in dentistry, was created by Japan for a robotic system and basically simulating the movement of the hand and the drill.
I think we're running out of time here,
again,
Dr. Dean.
Again, Pam, do you want to say goodbye for
the
summer?
I'd like to say goodbye to all our wonderful listeners and have a wonderful summer.
We're going to have a couple of shows during the summer, maybe repeated, so you can still listen on Wednesday afternoons.
Or you can go to our website.
Or you can go to the website and hear it if you really miss us.
If you miss us.
And thank you for everybody at Cosmos FM for allowing us to have this wonderful radio talk show. Hopefully it helped a lot of patients and helped a lot of people with their dental health. This is Dr. Dean signing off. Have a wonderful evening and a wonderful summer.
Bye-bye.
Bye.